20 cents a gallon then, and you pay a dime for a half a gallon up here. I had a dime there at the pen. And he says, I just can't believe you want kerosene oil in such a nice pretty jar as that. I said, I sure do. Well, he says, I'll tell you what. He says, I'll trade you a dirty jar for that jar. He says, that's too clean of a jar to put kerosene oil in. He says, I got to have to put shinny in. I asked him, and I said, what do you do with shinny? Oh, he says, that's the stuff these people drink, right? There's something called white lightning.
Mm-hmm.
Some call it homebrew.
Mm.
Shinny.
Is that pretty powerful stuff?
I guess it is. It's a homemade whiskey.
Yeah.
That's all it was.
Mm.
I told him, no, I didn't want to trade with him. I wanted kerosene oil in there. And he took it to the barrel to pump the kerosene oil in. He said, now, boy, says this stuff won't drink. Says this ain't white lightning.
Mm-hmm.
Says, or shinny neither one. Says, you can't drink this. Says, it's common kerosene oil. Says, if you want it, I'll put it in there. Well, I said, here's my dime to pay for it. Well, put it in there.
Mm-hmm.
He put it in there. No, he says, I sure do hate to mess that pretty jar up. Says, I could use that so pretty. Boy, he put it in there. I said, I'll give you 2 bits for that jar. And throw you in a dirty one.
Hmm.
I said, no. I said, I'll go ahead and use this jar. I got a brand new lid on it and everything, rubber and all that stuff. Cleaned up, ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he filled it, but he sure did hate to. It was a mess.
Goodness. Oh, I meant to ask you a minute ago when you were telling me about different vegetables that people grow in their gardens. Do they grow any different kind of beans?
Oh, yeah, they grow all kinds of beans here. All kinds of beans that grow in the South grows here. I couldn't begin to name things, there's so many of them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You have these big old fat beans that you have to get them out of the shell, you know?
Yeah, them old butter beans,
yeah.
Lima beans,
mm-hmm.
Pinto beans, black-eyed peas. Now that's one I raise mostly. I always plant 3 acres of them when I laid by my cot. About the time I laid by a cot, I had me patch somewhere, cleaned up, planted them in. Dead neck and get ripe in cotton picking time. And hands would pick them on the hash while they're picking my cotton.
Mm-hmm.
They'd be glad to pick them on the hash. We thrashed them out, weighed them up, then divided them. Each one took half of them.
Mm-hmm.
They soon wasted their half, but I kept my half of it all the time. And my mother cooked them. We cooked them. Always had plenty of salmetta, as we called it, hog meat, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We cooked that meat and those things together in a wash box and filled up every hand that come to our place, pick cotton or whatever we've done. At dinner time, we saw that they all had all the cornbread, because we raised the corn, of course, we didn't know to grind it.
Mm-hmm.
The salmetta that we raised, and the black-eyed peas for dinner. Mm-hmm. All they could eat. We saw it, everybody, every dinner time got filled up. Well, that way I could get hands where nobody else couldn't. They'd come to me and pick for me. I've had them colored people tell me, said, Mr. says, so-and-so has got good cotton too, but said, I don't pick him because it's only me if I get this one, I get up that mule. Said, I ain't able to buy nothing.
Oh, yeah.
During that depression, they were on starvation.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you old enough to remember the depression.
Oh, no.
That's 29, 30, going up to about 39, it run 10 or 12 years, mm-hmm. up into the 40s. World War II broke it up.
Right.
And didn't clean it up too good then, but it broke it up.